Welcome to Community Voices, a production of NPR Illinois. I'm your co-host, Jeff Williams. In the studio today, I've got the band Bruiser Queen. How's it going, you two?
Hey, good.
Hi.
Thank you for having
Very
me.
Well.
Morgan Nussbaum, Jason Potter. They're in town. I was glad to be able to catch you since you were playing at George Ranks. We've played together a bit, but tell me a little of the history. I don't really know the history of how you started. I think the first time that I remember that we played together was Fragile Porcelain Mice was also on it, and it was like a Mississippi Nights. It was an outdoor.
On the landing. The landing,
and it rained like crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it rained like crazy. Like, I remember Damon, our guitar player, was down there first, and I was like, dude, we're like 50 miles behind you. Should we just turn around? Because
right.
This is crazy what's going on right here. And he's like, dude, keep coming. They're trying to say this show's going to go on. I can't believe they're trying to do this show right now. This does not rock, dude. And I was like, there's no way. I was like, there's no way this is going to happen. Got down there, and I was like, okay, we're here.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, these dudes are pulling out squeegees and popping stuff off and pulling. I was like, how are they going to do this show? It was like, you know how you have to get into, okay, I'm ready. You know, you get your adrenaline.
Yeah.
You kind of got that feeling.
Yeah.
And then it kind of drops, and it's like, this is not going
to
happen.
It's hard to get it back,
It's not going to
happen. Right.
It's hard to get it back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I remember that being the first time that we played together. It was like, man, you were drilling it. It was great. And I'd heard about yous, but I just hadn't seen yous before that. So maybe I can shut up for a minute and let you two talk about kind of the history of just how.
I think there may have been a Firebird show that we're all on together before.
We did a Firebird.
It
was after. The Firebird was after.
Okay. I remember another.
Okay.
Because that was awesome, too.
That was a really good. Yeah, that was a cool show. Because Firebird was like on, was it Olive? Right on Olive Street? Yeah.
Because
that's not around anymore.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were both in bands. Jason was in Left Arm. And I was in a band called the 75s. And so our bands had played shows together. And I was kind of working on my own thing, kind of writing my own songs that didn't really fit with
what was going on
in the band I was in.
Yep.
And I also wasn't the lead singer in that band. So I didn't really want to step on any toes. I was just a bass player.
Oh, you didn't sing? No vocals at all? Well, some backups,
like,
right.
Yeah, but it was her band, and she, you know, I wanted to respect that. And so we ended up hanging out and, like, totally getting along, and he came over and played drums for some songs that I was writing, and it just clicked.
We'll be right back.
clicked. And so, like, that was about maybe like 2009-ish.
Mm-hmm. About 2009, yeah, 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 right.
We started jamming.
We started playing
in the basement. Yeah,
right on. So, was there any point where you thought, I think we maybe need to get a bass player, in, or were you just like, no, I think it's working?
Right away, we got an old high school friend of mine to play bass. Mm-hmm. And he actually played like our first show, which was at the Firebird. And we were like, man, it'd be cool because he's actually a guitar player.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he's just kind of subbing on bass just to do it. So we were like, what if we got somebody to play bass and then Ben could play the like lead parts would be super cool.
So you'd have two guitars then you're saying at that point
and then
a bass also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then we got Mike, who was actually the owner of the Firebird at the time. He came and started playing bass with us, and I think the first year we were kind of that lineup.
Okay.
So a four-piece.
Yeah, a lot of people
originally.
Don't know that our first full year was never really meant to be a duo, you know. We made it work like that, but yeah, our whole first year we were four-piece. And we did Mike was, you know, again, the owner of the Firebird, so we did a bunch of shows at the Firebird, and we played at the Pageant on a few things or whatever, so that's truly our roots is that, and then we just like to say people really couldn't hang, you know, so this is the people that that are left.
It just ended up being like, hey,
yeah,
are you available to play this show? Yeah, I'm available to play the show.
Yeah.
And so it just ended up being like us two in the basement jamming all the time.
Right, yeah, right.
And I was like, well, what if I just start playing a little differently?
Yeah.
And I ride the E string and I try to just play a little more bass heavy. What if I play out of a bass amp and a guitar amp? So we played around with that.
Oh, I wondered about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're still doing that where you have kind of both?
I do. I do. Yeah.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, I started out playing just like a 115 bass amp, an old Fender I had, and then, yeah, guitar amp on top. And we played like that for a while.
Right.
And we actually recorded our first album to kind of mimic how we played live.
Right, right, right.
So I didn't put any extra bass on that record. Mm-hmm. I just kind of played out of the both of those amps, and we recorded both.
The sweet song of your love. You got me spinning round all over town, humming along. I wonder if we'll always feel this way. But every time you look into my eyes, I feel a pain. Pull my heartstrings.
Oh, you guys opened for Ataboke Beaver.
Yeah.
Beaver, yeah. Right.
That show was so sick.
Hall,
that was
amazing. Beaver Dude. That was. That
and they
was,
were yeah. so nice. So, and man. The other band.
Drinking Boys and Girls Choir, I think.
So nice,
I think
too.
They were from South Korea.
South Korea. Yeah, I thought they were South Korean. Yeah, yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Both bands were so sweet.
They were so sweet.
When they had asked, and it was, you know, sometimes you never know how you're going to get put on a show or asked to play a show, but the bands themselves had asked for us to be
that's
on that.
That's super
So that was
super
a whole
cool.
other level of just.
It was a totally different level.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't ask to be on it. We didn't get put in to, like, open. They asked
specifically
us specifically.
Asked. That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
it felt
like,
really good.
Yeah, that's great. Because so cool. they are on point, yes. man.
Oh,
those guys
amazing.
Are so good.
So cool. Yeah, their drummer, Ataboke Beaver's drummer, I think she's, I didn't even know really she had a band. I just from, you know, random videos pop up in mm-hmm. your, you know, feed or whatever it is. Just this viral drummer that was just mm-hmm. killing, you know, and I didn't, you know, it's like, oh, that's just the drummer. They're all like that,
right,
actually.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
the math of it all and the speed and
oh,
they're oh, they're incredible. So,
yes.
Yeah. That night was
incredible.
We needed that big time.
We did,
too.
We did.
That's, it just came at a good time.
Oh, did it? Really?
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right on.
Everybody was excited.
Like,
they're
oh,
like, yes.
my God. That's, I was like, that's a
I was already going to the show,
man.
But now this is an extra reason to get there
oh,
early.
Yeah, exactly.
I get to stand, you know, side stage and watch everybody play. That's the most fun about opening for a band like that is just direct access right next to that stage. Was
yeah.
And then we all got on stage together and did like we all did like a big selfie with
right,
the crowd.
Right,
it was
right,
so
yeah.
cool to like post that.
Yeah, no, that was a great little night. So, yeah. Well, but you've also done some touring, right?
Absolutely.
Where you've gone
lots
around,
of touring, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the after times, you know, after 2020, we've, you know, mm-hmm. things changed so considerably
yeah.
between mm-hmm. venues and
oh,
us
man.
Personally and all that. And
our last
and all
major
that.
Tour is
but,
probably 19.
Yeah, so 19, I would say 2016 to 19 and that, we did, several tours. You know, of America, we've pretty much hit every corner, every little mm-hmm. medium to large size, you
yeah.
know, kind of like y'all and that kind
Anywhere
of thing.
Anywhere from like Alex's in
you know,
Long Beach
you know,
to like,
you know, play New York, play down to Florida and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Berlin and New York City.
So we did, you know, several laps of the country. We have a couple really good friend bands. One's called Fea. They're out of San Antonio.
Okay.
Members of this band called Girl in a Coma. So they, you know, took us out and that kind of thing. So
right,
yeah,
right.
we've, spent a bunch of time. Now we're at a point where we just really want to go play the places we really want to play.
Right.
Whenever
right,
we're sitting
right.
at home going, man, I wish we can go back. Okay, let's go do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we kind of skip over the
pick and choose.
Yeah.
The driving
yeah.
through like
yeah.
the desert.
We
right.
just kind of haul it. If we want to play California, then we just go
we're
going to
fly there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We were label mates with this band, the Blue Meanies, like
oh, yeah.
back,
yeah.
you know. So,
uh-huh.
so
the Bill, right? Is that the singers?
That Bill Soldier, the lead singer of the Blue Meanies. Huh? Exactly.
We've played yeah. his festival in Hot
and
Springs.
Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah.
Valley of the Vapors, man.
So cool.
We played that twice.
It's a great.
Oh. Shonen Knife, we opened for.
Yeah. Oh,
and then yeah. P-Lander, the second.
Oh, P-Lander Z, we played on. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. I remember when the Blue Meanies first broke up and. He was like moving to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we'd never played Hot Springs. We'd played like in Little Rock, you know, but mm-hmm. so I didn't really know much about Hot Springs before that.
Yeah.
And then I remember when the first time we drove there, I was like, man, it looks like that house is on fire over there. I didn't realize it's actually like Hot Springs or that
yeah.
much are going on.
Yeah.
And then you see like that old hospital that was powered off of steam. That was mind blowing
yeah.
to me just
How
seeing
cool
that sort
is
of
that
stuff.
Town. It's just the cutest little
it's crazy.
Town.
Yeah. And all those like bathhouses
yeah.
and stuff and like these places. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, that is like a hidden gem. I just hadn't.
Yeah.
I'd heard people talk about it a
yeah.
little bit, but mm-hmm. not that much. And I remember when Bill said he was moving down there after the Blue Meanies kind of broke up.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then playing Valley of the Vapors, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And another thing before we played there, at first I was like, man, that seems like bad timing doing it at the same time as South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you get
actually
people
great.
Going
That's
in
why
and
they're
out.
Here.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is actually the a brilliant idea
yeah.
because, like you said, Shonen and I first said, these bands are all, they're on their way.
Yeah.
Or they're leaving.
Or they're leaving.
So this is the best
it's
time
great.
To have a festival.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. This is actually, that's the best time to do it.
We actually did a festival like in Savannah, Georgia called Stopover Fest. And
oh,
it was
really?
Kind of mm-hmm. like the week before South by
okay,
kind of that
yeah,
same
yeah.
idea.
Everybody's starting
getting
to head
people.
That way. That's another one of those things. It's that small town that like there's no other real reason for bands really to come through,
mm-hmm.
but Savannah does it, and it's just the hospitality involved. And
oh yeah,
they're so they like the Savannah one. They gave us a host family.
we stayed at their house.
Yeah,
and they
we stayed at their
of
house.
Us.
They fed us and all this. But yeah. Valley of Vapors is almost kind of the same thing. They're like, they know that a lot of people aren't going to come through there otherwise.
Right.
And they really seize upon that opportunity to just be like, wow, thank you for coming and doing your music in our city.
Been talking for 20 some minutes. And I started to mention about the, went out and did some with Mindless Self Indulgence for a while, which was kind of different for
speaking
for us.
Speaking Morgan's
a little
language
bit.
Right here.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a big fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was cool. And the Vandals, we actually went on a tour with Vandals.
Cool.
And that was crazy, but we didn't really get to hang out with them too much. It was more like our booking agent, hey, would you guys be cool with letting another band use your equipment? Like,
you
get with the show.
Yeah.
And then you get.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, I mean, what? And then they're like, the Vandals? And we're like,
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah,
they
we'll
need.
We'll do that.
We'll bring
absolutely.
Extra equipment. Uh-huh. Like, what?
Yeah.
Give us a list.
We'll be their roadie/opening band.
Right.
So each night they're like,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, hey, you guys sound okay. All right, we're getting on the plane. We'll see you
later.
Right,
you know? I know.
Like,
even then
they're
like, they were like,
we're out.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to, we're like, all right, get the equipment. You know,
lug it
so,
on to the next city.
But it is kind of cool when you, it was genius. I mean, it is a good way to do it, actually. But it is cool when you hook up these other bands that you kind of know and you're able to do different parts of the country and see stuff.
Yeah.
But it is also when you first get out there and tour to see kind of like the nuances or little bits of difference, cultural differences when you get
Absolutely.
To different parts of the country driving
oh,
and
yeah.
just seeing these little like American subcultures that are out there. And the
we're
that,
built for it.
We
love it.
We truly
it
are built
so
for
much.
It.
Check, check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And it enriches us so incredibly whenever we, because, you know, wherever your hometown is or whatever your home state is or that sort of thing, you just kind of get in that mindset. But then you get all the way across the country and you see these other people, these other cultures and all that just like totally coming out. And it's so completely, honestly, different, especially like we'll play in the Southwest. We love doing that. We love Albuquerque and Tucson and stuff like that. And we play in El Paso. And you're like, whoa, this is so wonderful. And these people are so wonderful. And, you learn so much. Just a totally different vibe by playing to people like that.
What's also kind of cool is when it's like, wow, how these people know it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
it
might not be like huge crowds, but it's like you're just connecting. They know, and it's like you're connected with these people.
Absolutely.
And they have the venues that this is what they're doing
this
tonight.
This
is the thing to do.
And it's it's nice to hear. I just seeing the different parts of the country and or whatever part of the world they live in.
Yeah, we wander.
And stuff. So
we're
definitely wander. Yeah, the record stores, the libraries, the movie
the
theaters.
Stuff,
we'll go to the museums.
Yeah.
We'll go
totally go to the museums.
Everywhere.
Used
to parks.
Yeah, it was like, man, hey, they're showing a free, free at the museum. It's a free movie on the history of whatever thing it is.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, let's go. It's air conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we'll meet people up from the show last night for breakfast. Like,
we love to do that.
We socialize.
So love
and
that.
It's easy just being the two of us too. You know, if we were, that is, I would say among some of the, I don't want to say disadvantages of just being the two of us, it's a lot of sound to cover, but it's easier to invite two people, you know, to breakfast or to stay at your house or something like that.
Than that,
Yeah. So we definitely take advantage of being lean and mean
the
in
two,
that
right, exactly. The other side, I remember, like, when we'd be out, hey, I think we found a place for us all to stay. I'm like, you guys got, like, 9 people with you. What are you talking? And then we're going to be there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Usually when that would happen, it was like, oh, this is going to be crazy, you know, because if it's somebody's like, no, come on, you bring all the 16 of you. It's like, you know, once you get to the house, it's going to be some crazy stuff going
on. You're not going right to sleep and getting a good night's rest, right?
No.
Well, we ended up, Jason built a bunk in our van with a full-size mattress.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so
what we
would
did.
Just be like, well, we have a place to sleep.
Yeah.
Can we use your bathroom?
Totally.
And park in your driveway?
Totally. Right.
And then we would go freshen up, hang out with everybody, and then go to bed in the van.
That's it.
Or like one of us might be down to party and the other one's tired.
I'm like, go to bed.
See
it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I do want to say that we have been working on new material.
Oh, nice.
And we've been in the studio. We're working on new stuff. I don't know when it's going to come out, but keep your ears open because we got more stuff coming.
Been in the studio with Bruiser Queen, with Morgan and Jason. They're in town for a while. Man, it was great. It was great talking to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
So, all right. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.